Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. If you could receive evidence of your own power, validation of that, if you could be inspired and awakened to see your potential, then would you start to believe in yourself? Tiffany Churchill has made a study of human potential and ability. And on today's show, she's here to talk about her new documentary project and to share some tools to help us overcome our limitations and connect to our power. Are you ready to meet her? Tiffany Churchill is a transformational leader, producer, writer, and entrepreneur. She owns several companies that create programs, events, and films that connect people with their own incredible power and connect them to each other. Her most recent project is a series of short documentaries featuring the stories of extraordinary people from all over the world. It's called What is Possible? You can find out more about Tiffany and her work at tiffanychurchill.com. Tiffany, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hello, Karen. It is such a joy to be here with you today. Thank you for this opportunity and for being able to share my project, What is Possible?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you're here. For listeners who aren't familiar with your work, who are you and how did you get here? What brought you to this place on your journey?
Well, what a great question. So the short version of my story is, like many, I had a breakdown, which led to a breakthrough and an awakening, and then ultimately led me to where I am today. Essentially, many years ago, I woke up one day and realized that I was completely miserable and that I wanted something so much greater for my life. And so I left everything behind. I left my bank accounts, my house, my car, my furniture, truly everything. And at the time, I had two kids and two cats and a dog, and we decided to come back to our home state of California across the country. And when we arrived, I had about $10 in my wallet. And I knew at the time that I couldn't just change my external environment and expect a different result. I had to change my inner world. And so I began rewriting my own limiting beliefs and past conditioning. And I sat down and I consciously designed a new life. And now today I can proudly say that I am living every aspect of it. And my friends and the people in my life all witnessed my transformation and really thought it was miraculous. And so I developed strategic tools and methodology for others based on my experience and, of course, based on the accumulation of research I have done over my life. And I began holding workshops and I began speaking and I developed a course, which is called The Path to Everything. And yet I realized that people needed more evidence and they needed more believability, which I find is one of the main criteria for success. And they needed examples that they could relate to, belief in their own potential, belief in their own power, and belief that they were truly supported by the universe. And so I started a list of stories, and I began just writing down this list and researching people. And I thought, I would just love to share these stories somehow with the world. And at the time, I didn't know what that looked like or how I was going to do it. But the project evolved into a series, as you said, of short, highly engaging documentaries called What is Possible. And now I am so blessed that I have an incredibly talented team, and we travel all over the world filming and producing these episodes.
Wow. I want to go back for just a second to the place where you left everything behind. It is one thing to sit in a comfortable space and say, wow, I realize I want to change these things about myself. And it's another thing to just absolutely jump and fly. You were talking about how important it is for us to receive validation, to know that we can change, to know. How did you know? What was a touchstone or a guidepost for you? How did you know that you could do that? Take the kids and the cats and the dog and everybody across the country with $10. What was your guiding principle?
Well, I had seen evidence from research, from books, from stories that I had heard throughout my life. And so I began applying some of the knowledge and some of the practices from meditation to yoga to the power of the mind and mindset and visualization. And I began really creating a new life for myself. And for whatever reason, I had the belief and I had just the knowingness that what I was consciously creating was going to work out. And I had evidence that would come about in this miraculous experience would occur in a way that I could never predict. And as more and more evidence showed up in my own life, I gained more and more believability. And so I did take a great leap of faith, but I also find that that great leap of faith is what many of us need to do in order to really live the life that we truly desire and also to evolve into the greatest version of ourselves. We have to move beyond our comfort zone, and I definitely had a deep desire to do that.
Wow. So with the series, What is Possible? Now that's launching very soon. How did you, do you feel like the team that you've amassed and all the travel opportunities, has that come about for you in the same way that you created your new life? Did you also manifest that team?
Absolutely. Most of the people on my team, actually, beautifully enough, I was just sitting down thinking about somebody that I needed in addition to my team and putting the energy and the focus to the qualities that I would love this person to have. And I got an email just a few days ago connecting me to exactly what I was looking for. And to me, it's such beautiful evidence to how sometimes just things come about in ways that we just aren't going to predict, and how it all aligns so perfectly. So my team, like I said, is a very talented team, and I'm so blessed to work with them. And it's been so incredible how they've come about into my life. And same thing with the stories that we share. I find most of my stories now from word of mouth that people will share a story with me, and I'll go and research and think, wow, this is exactly what I was looking for.
What kinds of people are focused on in this series, and how do you decide who's a good fit and who's not? What kinds of stories are you looking for?
Well, truly any story that can assist another in transcending their limitation and can provide that evidence that we truly are more powerful than we're aware. And so we do the film stories and the episodes. But we also do written articles, social media posts, really building as many stories as we can find. And so there's no set requirement, as we'd love to hear any story that will assist in this project. But the ones that we choose to film are really one about our production schedule. You know, when we're traveling the world, it needs to be feasible to be able to shoot it. And then really that can be people that are comfortable on camera, people that want to share their story. And so a lot of the stories, for examples, can be somebody that has healed themselves, somebody that's overcome incredible odds, somebody that is utilizing the power of the mind or the power of the heart, or as pushing their body to places that we just didn't even realize we were capable of. So evidence of human potential and how vast it truly is.
With all the research that you've done, what have you discovered about human ability and potential? Are there limits? I know the physical body has limits. You can only go so far. Are there limits to our potential and our awareness and our ability to change?
Well, and that's part of my research and part of the project is to discover that, is to find, are there really limits? What are the boundaries to human potential, or how vast is it? And what I discover is so much of it is just about believability and what we can do. And with belief, we can push ourselves far further than we knew. And even with the physical body, we find that research is still developing of what we're capable of, what the mind is capable of, what our body is capable of. And we feel limited, and then somebody will come along and they'll break that limitation. And there's evidence of that throughout history, from the first man that broke the 4-minute mile, and then the record continued to be broken. And then so many other evidence that we can push ourselves physically far further and our bodies capable of so much more. But so as are we in what we can experience or what we can achieve or who we can be. So I am looking to find out and researching truly the boundaries and seeing, but from what my evidence that I found, it really starts with belief.
Well, and it sounds like in creating this project, you're kind of pushing on your own limitations, on your own ideas of what might be possible, right? Because why not make a documentary series? Why not make it in Iceland? Why not travel with a crew? Why not see, right? You're pushing your own limits too, which I think is really fun.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. And this started as some of my own self-doubt and, well, how do we do this? And I don't have a team. And luckily we do, and with our team, have extensive experience, but there were a lot of limitations that we too had to overcome just to bring this project into realization.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Tiffany Churchill. She has created the new documentary series, What is Possible, which is premiering very soon. You can find out more about Tiffany. Follow that project as it's in process at tiffanychurchill.com. That's T-I-F-F-A-N-I Churchill.com. Tiffany, can you share with us an example of what we'll see, maybe somebody's story that we'll see in the documentary series?
Absolutely. And so the first episode, it will be launched at the end of this month, and she is an amazing woman. Her name is Janet Podlesky. She is from Canada and has 4 best-selling cookbooks, but her story really goes beyond her success. She has healed herself several times by thought alone. Her success story is really a beautiful example of overcoming almost every odd. And she is humorous and she's inspiring, and it is true evidence that anything is possible, because what she obtained really came with every struggle. And so she didn't even cook, and she partnered with her sister to write these cookbooks, and they went to every publisher who told them that their premise for the cookbooks was to be able to write a cookbook that would also be humorous, to engage people in laughter while also providing healthy eating recipes. But the publishers didn't see the vision of it, and they told them that there's no market for comedy and cookbooks. But her sister and Janet and her sister didn't believe them. They didn't listen to the negative projections. And so they persevered and they overcame everything, and they ended up breaking records in publishing history. And so it really is just a miraculous story that I think everyone should listen to, because as we have self-doubt, here's a perfect example that we can do so much more.
Oh, I love that. And I'm thinking as I'm listening to you, that idea of listening to negative projections, I know in my own life how many times that's stopped me. You have an idea and you think that'd be great, and then there's that voice goes, it won't work. Now you don't have enough time. Who's going to want nah? And we stop ourselves by listening to those negative voices.
Yes, absolutely. And where do those negative voices come from? I mean, so many times they're not even ours. They're projections from all the other wonderful, well-meaning people that we've encountered in our life and telling us what we can and cannot do. And we accept it, and we accept it as truth. And then we shape our lives around these false beliefs.
I was reading something the other day where someone was saying that we have blocks, and we get attached to our blocks, and we look so hard at the blocks that pretty soon the blocks define us. And so if my block was I could never move across the country with my kids and my dogs and my cats, I might look at that so long that that becomes the story of my life. It sounds to me, Tiffany, like your work is about helping people live into different stories.
Absolutely. To help people move into different stories, and to help people, like I said before, provide the evidence that they really can do it, that these are just stories that they're telling in their heads, and that they can reshape that story, and they can reshape it by once first becoming aware of it and then gaining the belief that they can do it.
So for somebody who's listening right now, who's going, yeah, it's great for Tiffany because she did it and then she made a documentary series, and yeah, it's great for Karen, she sits behind a microphone, but what about me, right? What about me in my life with my lousy job, or I don't have enough money, or I want to write a book and I don't have the courage, or I'm ill in body or mind or spirit? What would you say to somebody listening who's coming up against those limitations and now maybe doesn't know what to do except kind of just struggle with them?
Right. And that was one of the prime catalysts for this series is because that's exactly what I was finding, is people were turning to me and they'd say, well, Tiffany, you know, you can do it, but you didn't have this, or, you know, it's just your story and that's just you. You're just lucky, or whatever, you know, however the dialogue might go. And so I understand that people might be sitting home and thinking, oh, well, Karen can be successful because of this and Tiffany can have this story. But that's the prime reason for this series. What is possible is because now there's more and more evidence. And so ideally, whatever somebody's facing, there will be evidence of, look, you know, you said that you couldn't heal yourself, but here's stories of people that were facing the same thing and they could, or you didn't believe that you could do this career or take this leap or whatever it might be. However you'd like to change your life or whatever you'd like to achieve or experience or be, there's evidence now showing you that you can. Because if somebody else can do it, then it ignites the believability that more is possible in your own life as well.
Well, and you can maybe see those places where you are slightly similar. Oh, I have a cat too, for example, or whatever that was, right? Somebody told me that I couldn't do it, just like they told the cookbook sisters that they couldn't do it. And when we start sometimes to see those places of similarity, then that connection is built. I'm a big believer in the power of community, especially community to raise vibration for people on their spiritual journey. And when we feel that community, that sense of connection, that can be the beginning of something rather wonderful, when you start to realize that you're not really in this by yourself. No matter how lonely you feel, you're just not in this on your own. That can be the beginning of your first step up, and what I would call out of the fog, but that first step up and out.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Community and the power of connection and the power of really having a joint collective all focused on possibility and what you can do and connecting to another is one of the great steps and one of the first most powerful things in this process of overcoming your own limitations and transcending your own false beliefs.
Now, I'm a big nut about daily spiritual practice, and so I love to ask people who come on the show, can you say a little bit about your own spiritual practice, just whatever you want to share? Because that, at least for me, is the most basic way that we build that connection, not just our connection with other people, but the connection with the divine.
Absolutely. For me, meditation is one of my greatest practices, which I began, I believe, even before I knew the word meditation or probably could pronounce it. So I started at a very young age, and I would say it's had some of the most profound effects on me. And it does allow you to have more faith inside of yourself and more trust in the universe that you are going to be taken care of, and connects you deeper to others and to all of life. And so meditation is very powerful, and it's always what I go back to at my times of stress or anxiety or uncertainty, and really assists me through every project, including this one.
Do you ever have people tell you, I'd love to meditate, but it's too hard, I can't sit still, I can't be quiet enough? What would you say to them to help them start?
Oh, yes. So many times I have people tell me I can't meditate or it doesn't work for me. And I say it's a practice, and that I've been meditating for many, many years. And there's days that I sit down and my mind is all over the place and my body doesn't want to sit. And 5 minutes might be a struggle, and I power through it and I stay. And there's days that I could sit in meditation for hours, very peacefully and relaxed. And so every day is different. It's like life. It's a journey and a practice. And so when you say that you can't, you absolutely can, and that everybody is facing the same thing at the time where the mind doesn't want to quiet or the body doesn't want to sit. It's truly just part of the practice. And it doesn't matter how long you sit down to start. And some people in meditation are looking for a grand experience, but they never understand how much they're getting just by being still for those moments. And for me, the greatest things in my life have come by this practice, by being able to just take the time and sit and be out of my head and just allowing whatever happens to happen.
Well, in the spirit of what is possible, just that being able to be quiet and be present with yourself through one breath, or even one inhale if you can't do a full breath, just to be quiet and present in one breath or part of a breath, reminds you then what is possible. If I can do the inhale, maybe I can do the inhale and the exhale. I think sometimes, and especially when we get to things about limitations and I can't do that, it's fine for someone else, but I can't do it, we get so hung up on what we can't do that we forget to put opportunities in our lives when we can catch ourselves doing wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And being quiet with the breath is, for me at least, one of the most basic examples of that.
Absolutely. And taking that time to silence that inner critic, that voice inside of our head that's really dictating and telling us what we can and cannot do, and to begin to separate ourselves and realize that that is just solely that, a voice within our head. There's no truth to that.
As you've been traveling the world and interviewing these people, is there one kind of big lesson, big takeaway that you want these listeners to know?
Yes. The one big takeaway that I find is, and that I really would love to share and really love for people to truly believe, is that we are all so much more powerful, both individually and collectively, than we are aware or that we have ever been told. And every story and every episode that we feature in this series really confirms this.
And I think we are powerful whether we acknowledge it or not. And if we're not using that personal power for our own growth, to make the world a better place, for a greater, what I would call a greater divine connection, that power is still being used. It lives in us, right? So you want to be aware of that power, and let's turn it now to creating positive change. Otherwise, we use that power to create negative voices in our heads, or to tell stories about limits, or to fall in love with our blocks. So we've got, hey, all that power is there. Why not use that in a way that moves you forward and surprises you and delights you and enhances your path to growth?
Yes, absolutely. So beautifully expressed.
So this is the place where you tell the listeners what your website is and how they can find you and how they can work with you and the path to everything. You can't just drop that in there and then never say more about that. What's the path to everything? So this is the part where you say all the things about how we can find you and work with you.
Wonderful. Thank you. The Path to Everything is an online course that provides tools on really just that, how to be in alignment with receiving all that you desire. And I say in alignment because it's really, of course, developing your internal way of being that aligns you and is designed around being the receiver. So it's not about going and doing, it's not about going and achieving, or it's not about going and getting, it's designing that internal state. So that internal state of feeling fulfilled, that internal state of happiness, that internal state of passion and purpose, and really starting from the inside. And so that can be found on my website, as well as the trailer for what is possible to learn more about this series. And then the actual episodes will be featured on YouTube coming up this month. And my website, as you have expressed, is Tiffany with an I, T-I-F-F-A-N-I, Churchill.com. And there's also a contact us form for you to share your story, which we will be in touch with you and our producers will contact you to discover what's the most beneficial way for you to share your story and assist others with transcending their limitations.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're looking still for submissions for people who want to be featured?
We are. We have a lot of our production schedule for the upcoming months is already scheduled due to our travel. But we're always looking for submissions, and we, as I said, produce these in different ways so they can come out maybe as a written article or on social media or many different platforms that we can share stories beyond just the episodes, the filming.
Oh my gosh, that is wonderful. Tiffany, is there one last thing you'd like to leave with the listeners?
I think just a thank you, deep gratitude for you, Karen, for allowing me to express this project and for your time and for all the listeners for listening in. And I look forward to you sharing these episodes with you, sharing these stories, and I look forward to your awakening to that you can do so much more.
Tiffany, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Karen.
That is Tiffany Churchill. She is producing a new documentary series called What is Possible? You can see the trailer. You can take a look at her class, the online class, The Path to Everything, at TiffanyChurchill.com. That's T-I-F-F. ANIChurchHill.com, TiffanyChurchHill.com. And of course, I welcome you to visit KarenHager.com. That's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can even book a private session with me there if you're so inclined. And I believe that part of our potential, our unlimited potential, is that we can change the way that things are going in the world. If you believe, as I do, that when we get together and we focus on peace, we focus on change, change really occurs. If you believe that, I ask you to check out openpeacefulheart.com. That's where you can get information about the free 15-minute guided meditation call that we do every month. And we have now, we're in our third year. That's wild, isn't it? We're in our third year of these monthly calls at openpeacefulheart.com. There's no selling, there's no yelling. It's just you on the line with people from all over the world as we focus on guided meditation with a desire for peace in our hearts and peace in the world. That's at openpeacefulheart.com. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.